Most people here in America probably know the British writer Alistair Cook for his years as the erudite host of Masterpiece Theatre on PBS. But Cook was more renowned internationally. He was known for his long-running BBC radio feature. It was called Letter from America. The weekly radio show ran for 58 years. The world's Carol Zoll has more.
Alistair Cook spent his life trying to explain America to others. It's an occupation familiar to the hordes of foreign journalists who've just spent the last 2 years on the U.S. campaign trail. Australian Katie Connolly was one of a special team of Newsweek reporters covering the election. Her experience as an outsider looking in at the United States has convinced her that it's not an easy job to interpret America for the rest of the world.
It is this incredible melting pot. It has such diversity that I don't think Australians can even really comprehend it being a small nation. Although we are a multicultural nation also, it just doesn't have the scale of the United States. You know, it's this very enormous experience. And that's one thing covering this election has really brought home to me just how huge this country is on every level.
It might not have been an easy job, but Alistair Cook made it seem easy. His radio series, Letter from America, began in 1946 and lasted until 2004, the year of his death. During that time, Cook covered all the major American news stories, like when John Glenn orbited the Earth for the first time in February 1962.
The 20th of February, 1962, is a day anyone who lived through it will never forget. For 20 minutes after the launching of Colonel John Glenn, in Friendship 7 from its pad at Cape Canaveral, the New York Police Department reported that not a single call had come in to any police station. Even crime stood still.
You could almost say that Cook was obsessed with America. He first came here in 1933 and became a U.S. citizen in 1941. But his daughter, the Reverend Susan Cook Kittredge, says his love of the U.S. started long before that.
My father first fell in love with America through soldiers in the First World War who were billeted in his house. His mother ran a boarding house. His father was an iron fitter and a Methodist lay preacher. And that he grew up in a very conservative household, very strict Methodist household. And into this household came these jazz-whistling American soldiers, and he was fascinated by them and by the kind of country they came from. And I think that was the seed of his great passion and love for America.
Kittredge has just published a collection of her father's letters from America and his articles for The Guardian newspaper. She says Cook was famously neutral when it came to politics, and although he did not live to see what so many have called the historic election of Barack Obama, his daughter has an idea of what he might have said. Here she is reading from some comments he made in 1988.
He says, "Perhaps in every period of affluence and self-indulgence, America needs a national crisis, a depression, a collapse of the money market, to throw up a benevolent leader, he had better be benevolent if the system is to hold, who mobilizes the best of America instead of the worst." Well, he could have written it, you know, last week or, you know, 3 months ago. I just think it was such a prescient remark given 20 years ago.
Things have changed since Cook first started reporting on America all those decades ago. But for Ewan McCaskill, who follows in Cook's footsteps as a U.S.-based correspondent for The Guardian, the job of explaining the U.S. to the rest of the world is still a complicated one.
The mistake people make about America is thinking because we all speak English, then it's easy to understand, and you don't have to be here very long to realize it's actually a very, very foreign country. And it takes enough long time to get to know America, and Alistair Cook did that.
Alistair Cook filed his last letter from America 4 weeks before his death in 2004. He would have been 100 years old today. For the World, I'm Carol Zoll.
This Sunday on PBS, Masterpiece Theatre turns its attention to its one-time host. It's airing a documentary called The Unseen, Alistair Cook.